School's out for the summer. School's out forever.
A harmonization.
It is out forever for us. Well, is it? I know you've thought about continuing your education.
I have. I've definitely thought about a master's or something. The only reason I'm super hesitant is just I don't want to be in debt for the rest of my life, and it's tuition is not cheap. Not cheap at all. But potentially. I love learning. I love reading. I love writing. I love discussions and all those things. That's why I loved university so much, because I studied English literature and drama. And it was just truly just like fun chats about books and about plays and very deep, intuitive, interesting conversations about just life's philosophical, artistic issues, which I know for a lot of people who maybe studied business or science or something, their experience is probably very different from mine. The query of the day, did that 4 years of chats help me get a degree? Or sorry, I got a degree. Help me get a job? Absolutely not.
Bachelor of Arts, which I'm in that same category. No, you're not going to get a single job because of your degree.
And this was a topic proposed to us from my beloved father, Steve. But he just wanted us to basically discuss whether our university degrees, Amanda and I both got BAs, me in English, her in geography, whether those, well, just maybe not so much us, but just a general topic within society, whether a university degree is helpful for getting a job and making your way in the world, or whether it's just kind of a waste of 4 years and like $40,000.
I don't think it's a waste of 4 years. As you said, the philosophical conversations you had, that would never be a waste, and you loved it. And I feel the exact same way about geography. We just had the most amazing conversations about the world, which is what I love and why I studied it. But it in no way helped me get a job. I have spent hours of my life, weeks of my life, applying for different government jobs. And my degree in no way helped me. Like, at the end of the day, it's who you know. That's honestly how.
Yeah.
But of course, there's professional degrees. If you study engineering or nursing or business,
yeah,
that's a different story. But I probably 80% of university students are doing a Bachelor of Arts.
Yep.
And so there's too many of us with a degree, so it's not making a difference now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing all the people I know, at least in my friend circle, that are raking it in with the cash are all in the trades. So it's like it flipped, because before it was blue collar versus white collar,
right,
and white collar was rich and blue collar wasn't. So people started going to university because they just wanted to have the big paying jobs. And of course, that still exists. Lawyers, dentists, this and that. But just looking around my average friend circle, the ones that are super successful now, because no matter what, like, you need plumbers, electricians, this and that, and they're laughing. They got so much money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that's the tea. Like, it's so funny now, because I feel like even when we were in high school, it wasn't even like a question. Your parents would be, you are going to university, you are going to college. Like, that was the next step. And nowadays, I feel like potentially parents are a little bit more lenient with that, like, because the studies have shown, the statistics have shown that it really doesn't benefit you much in the workforce. In fact, if you can go out and get internships and real world experience and build a network and build connections, that's really what's going to serve you. And everything now is online, as we mentioned in our dating episode. So, like, these, like, 18-year-olds are out here with, you know, 50,000 followers just from their own content that they've created in their bedroom, and they have, like, a full-blown career from that. And the only thing they need to do is know how to use a phone and use, like, a little bit of editing software. They don't need to necessarily have a college degree or university degree. It might benefit them in some ways, but also just building life experience and making mistakes and consulting people in some ways is probably just as beneficial, but they're at least making money as they go, whereas you're basically just spending money for multiple years in university to learn, and then the first 5 years or whatever. Are you even
learning that much?
See, I truly feel like I can't remember one thing I learned in high school. No, in high school. Except, like, I remember we read this book called Marie Chapdelaine in Madame, what was her name? T. Trombley. Mm-hmm. In Madame Trombley's class. Miss you, Madame Trombley. And I remember that book for some reason. But I don't remember anything else. Like, we studied a bit of world religion. I remember some of that. But, like, I remember every single thing I learned in university. I was enthralled. I feel like my mind grew, like, 12 sizes over the span of 4 years just from all the knowledge I took in. But that's because I truly took courses that I loved and that I was passionate about, and I really invested myself in it. So I remember so many things I learned, whether it be about feminism or gender studies or First Nations relationships, because I took classes, like all my electives were the most random thing I could find that I thought I'd learned something cool from. This dog. Anyway, what about you? Do you remember what you learned in university? So Amanda took engineering first. So why don't you talk about that decision? Because I know that was a crazy shift for you.
It was a crazy shift. If I had more family and financial support, maybe I would have been able to finish that degree because it was very challenging and mentally and financially. But during university, again, like I have a degree in geography, but I actually don't. I have a degree in partying. That was my priority. That was my experience, and that's what I wanted it to be. And engineering was double the cost, so then I had less time for partying because I needed to work more to pay for tuition, and I also needed to study more, mm-hmm. which I didn't want to do because I wanted to party. So, again, how different my life could be if I finished that degree, I have no idea. And would it maybe have been easier to get a job with engineering? Probably. Mm-hmm. But then again, my engineering friends who did finish the degree, some of them went and taught English in Asia, which is what many Bachelor of Arts students mm-hmm. do. Mm-hmm. So,
and you, just to interrupt, but like my mom studied nursing for 4 years at Queen's and had a very, very, because the nursing degree is like notoriously difficult, especially at Queen's. And she spent her whole time, you know my mom, like she's worked so hard. She spent her whole time studying, getting extra hours at the hospital, getting her foot in the door. But I have heard her mention that she regrets like growing up too fast and not capitalizing on like, because that social atmosphere that you're immersed in university is incomparable. Like you'll never have that again. Especially if you, I mean, every university, like I'm sure U of T is a bit different or like NYU because it's like such a big city and a lot of people, but a place like Queens or Western that are like proper universities where you leave your family behind and you live on campus and you do the frosh week and everything, mm-hmm. that is like this crazy social, amazing, enthralling, exhilarating experience mm-hmm. that like you'll long for at certain points for the rest of your life. Like in your 20s, you're like, why can't partying just be as easy as it was in university? Why aren't people down to go out and do things? Everybody wants to sleep. Everybody mm-hmm. wants to like catch up on their chores. Like why? Because in university, most people are on the same page where it's like, drop everything, get your tequila, let's go. Let's
party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I, again, for that experience, I think it's phenomenal. And it's true. Like you can never get that again. And if you were to go back to university for a master's or a PhD and you're older, whole other experience. Nothing like when you're 18, barely know who you even are and what you want to do when you grow up. And you're just partying with the people around you who just have the exact same mindset.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder, I've heard people say, like, if I were to go back into university now, like, let's say being 25 or 26, mm-hmm. I would take it so much, like, take the actual learning so much more serious and be, like, way more appreciative of my professors for all the work they put into it. And it's so true because, like, I mean, I really did focus and try hard. Like, I think I was very studious. I made it on the dean's list, like, all 4 years, nice. Which I'm proud of. But if I were to go in now spending my own money, because my parents helped with my tuition when I was younger, but now obviously I would pay for it myself. and I'm in there and I got, you know, an afternoon off work to make it here for this lecture or whatever it is. I'm a grown ass woman. I have rent to pay. And I'm seeing all these little kids like scrolling through Instagram mm-hmm. on their phone or TikTok, not paying attention. Listening. That would really irk me. Which, again, their business is their business, but it's just one of those things, like, you're so privileged to even have access to an education, and whether or not this is going to give you your dream job, like, it's still, you still are learning about the world, about society, about, like, I was such an ignorant little brat before university, because it's not my fault. I grew up in a sheltered little white bubble in Kingston, and I never learned about transgender people or about... you know, the crisis with First Nations women being missing. Like, I wasn't exposed to any of these topics until university. I didn't really even understand what colonialism was or what, I mean, I understood, like, I had heard these terms like sexism, racism, xenophobia. You hear those thrown around, but I had no idea what they actually meant or the implications of them until university. So for that reason, I would never take it back or take it for granted. So I do kind of wish kids, although partying is very important, I do wish kids would just put their phones down for a second while they're in class and just actually try to absorb some of the information. And I feel bad for the professors probably speaking to, like, especially over Zoom, like when they had Zoom classes, like speaking to an empty void of kids who have their screens black because I don't think they have to show. Oh my God, that would be so heart-wrenching.
Thank gosh we went through post-secondary before COVID.
Truly.
I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
If you could go back in time, would you study something else?
Nope. You know what I probably would do, though, is I'd probably study the same things, but I probably would get a teaching degree with it. Just not even that I really want to be a teacher, but it's a good fallback. It's a good plan B. I mean, I think I'd be a decent teacher. Like, it's not the worst job ever. Because I basically could learn the same stuff, but you're just getting a more applicable degree with it. I think it's one extra year, though. I think it's 5 years. That's basically what my sister did. She studied English and French, but she got her teaching degree with it. So I'd probably do that and maybe try to carry on a master's while I was, like, in the thick of it. Because it's so hard once you're out of uni for a few years to go back. But I have no regrets. Like, I love my classes. I loved my professors. Truly, I had one professor, Professor Morrison, changed my life. Like, I'm not exaggerating. I wrote a whole blog post on him. He, like, changed the way I think about relationships. I think about men. Like, he, if anyone does not belong in the Man Haters Club, it's him. Like, he's exempt forever from the Man Haters Club. He was, like, the most loyal father, wife, or I mean, sorry, husband, professor. He would cry all the time reading poems, Amanda.
Aww.
And he would listen to he'd all get us to listen to his Beatles songs before class. And he'd just, like, sit there and just kind of tear up listening to the Beatles. Like, just a truly gentle, wonderful man. And I really, like, I love you, Professor Morrison. You're wonderful. And he kind of inspired me to potentially want to keep studying. Because I'm like, if there's professors like that out there, I want to get to know them. But it just costs too much money. It should be free like it is in Sweden.
Lots of Europe, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's wrong with us? Well,
so much.
Yeah. I agree with you there. I wouldn't change it. I do feel so beyond grateful to have had the opportunity to study something I'm so passionate about. In geography, you truly just learn about the world for 4 years, and I could not have been happier, even though I loved partying. I adored every single second of all my classes. It was like learning about my favorite thing in the world,
which is the world.
Yeah. So that was phenomenal. I do wish I had the realization that wouldn't actually be able to get me a job.
Yeah.
Because then you kind of face a brick wall when you're done school and you're like, oh, like everyone else is out here just trying to get a job. I should have been like networking.
Yes. More. That's the thing. It's like a rude awakening because everybody says, everybody and their neighbor, like, you know, you're going to have a hard time getting a job.
Everyone said that. Yeah.
And you're like, listened. Whatever, Susan, like, I don't care. I'm partying. I'm in my prime.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess like, I would say maybe as a piece of advice, as a grandmother looking at down at you university students now, you can still like be like doing your university thing in your classes and just like keep pursuing your passion or keep networking on the side. Like whether you're really into TikToks, like keep doing that on the mm-hmm. side, or whether you like graphic design, keep doing those things. Like I kind of wish I started my podcast way back then, and like who knows what it could be now. But there's always like yes, focus on your degree, but it's never a bad idea to keep pursuing other little independent projects or independent businesses on the side. Like you could have a little Etsy shop for yourself mm-hmm. or whatever, or you could do an internship one day a week at a bank or something, and then maybe transition that into a, like my friend Kieran, who you guys know, does both full-time school and full-time working in the government. So it's like her foot's in the door already with this great job mm-hmm. should she choose to carry on with it. So that's, and she told you herself in an episode we recently did that it's too much for her and she regrets taking on so much. But it's always a good idea. Like, I agree with Amanda. I kind of regret not thinking ahead a little bit and just securing a few backup plans, I guess.
And I am just such a supporter of the trades. I do truly think it is the, unless you know exactly what you want to do. If you want to go be a dentist, go take whatever education you need to take to become a dentist. But if you want something more hands-on, do it, because you actually just beyond get best of both worlds. You'll have a job after your plumbing or carpentry school. You absolutely will have a job and you get the partying experience, and most of the time it's most affordable. So mm-hmm. that's just, that is deep in my heart, because Brian, my partner, he's such like a blue collar dude. He wanted to go and become a welder or just anything trades related, a mechanic. But his parents were like, no, you have to go to university. Like, you do not have the chance. And I know he wouldn't go back in time. He loves his life. But to me, it's so sad that in certain households, trades are like frowned upon when they yeah. are amazing. It's still a phenomenal education and future.
See, like, that's so funny, because I think it's even shifted so much in the last 10 years or whatever. Because, like, if I was on a date with a guy now and he was like, oh, I'm in marketing, I did communications in university, I'd be like, loser.
I know.
Whereas if a guy is like, yeah, I'm a plumber, I'd be like, fuck yes. Like, damn. And, like, anything. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, like, I'm a mechanic or whatever. Like, because, A, you're like, damn. Like,
you can do something with your hands.
Your hands on, you're an electrician thing. Also, like, you know they're making bank.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually have their own schedules. Like, they can be more free. I am not about that corporate life. Like, I don't find, like, people with the super corporate mindset sexy. Like, it's just so funny. Because you're so right. And especially in Kingston. And I know a lot of our listeners are from Kingston, obviously, because we're famous there. that... There is like this weird dynamic between St. Lawrence College and Queen's mm-hmm. University. One was obviously like the higher elite. Up elite, and one was like for the peasant people. I mean, obviously I don't feel that way, but that's kind of what the dynamic was. Like,
it was the dynamic, and just even amongst the elderly, they'd be like, yeah. oh, that girl just goes to St. Lawrence.
I know.
Or like, oh, you go to Queen's? Yeah, you're amazing.
And you'd be so excited to announce you were going to Queens, mm-hmm. but then if like you asked your friend and they're like, I'm going to St. Lawrence, like they clearly weren't like, didn't want to talk about it, or mm-hmm. they felt a bit embarrassed, which is so sad. And because they probably got the most of the degrees there were 2 years, they were like way more hands-on, and the living around that area of Kingston was way more affordable for students. But it's just like, it's crazy how these things just within your community, within your friends, get ingrained in your mind and you actually take them to heart somewhat, even though it's completely ridiculous. But we just need to abolish all stigmas in general. But the whole notion of university being better than college is just ridiculous mm-hmm. and needs to be abolished. And you don't even have to go to school. Like, if you
agreed.
Mm-hmm. So that's a very specific type of person. But like, if you want to go become an actress or become a whatever it is, I don't know, like a TV host or something, I don't really think like a performing arts degree is like gonna help you that much. Like, what's really gonna help you is just getting yourself out there, meeting the right people, and facilitating connections. But again, of course, you have your parents in the back of your head saying, you need to have a backup plan. Like, you're not going to be the next Brad Pitt. Like, you need to. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I feel like I don't want to go back to that stage in life when you're 18 and you have to make all these big decisions. It's just too much.
You know what's really sexy? Women in trades.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so if you had to be a tradeswoman, what kind of blue-collar woman would you be?
What are the trades again? I don't even know.
There's
so many.
There's endless. Oh. Like, you could be... Well, we mentioned a few. Like, you could be a mechanic.
I don't relate to any of the
electrician,
ones
or a plumber, or a carpenter, and... There's also, like, you can be a massage therapist.
Oh.
And I'm just trying to think of all the programs I've heard of my friends ever taking in college. You could be a dental hygienist. You could be...
I'd be, like, a vet tech.
A vet tech. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love animals.
You'd be a very sexy vet tech.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I have heard that they don't make a ton of money and that there's, like, not a lot of room for... financial growth or whatever in that job. It's kind of similar to like a dental hygienist. Like, it's a great job. It's just not necessarily the type of job.
Hygienists make bank.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I've heard vet techs, because I used to want to be a vet tech potentially when I was younger because I love animals, but they're like, you don't make any money doing that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true or not. Like, whatever. It's not like I'm making that much money now, but I'd probably do that because you
really
literally
cool.
get to be with animals every day. I don't know. I don't know what else... What else there is options? I don't really relate to anything that has to do with, like, hands-on. I don't know. I would kind of be into doing, like, aesthetics.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that what it's called? Like,
yeah, yeah. Or being an esthetician.
That's what I meant. Mm-hmm. I don't know what esthetician. Like, maybe waxing or hair. Like, definitely probably not a job I'd want to do forever, but I'm kind of into that stuff. So, or, like, doing facials or whatever. That could be fun. Yeah, I don't know. Anything that's, like, a little bit more girly, which is mm-hmm. kind of, like, I don't mean to gender it, but obviously I'm not about to be out here, like, fixing cars and stuff. Sydney Sweeney is doing that for all the women, representing women in the mechanic. Did you know she's... You don't have any idea what I'm talking about?
Well, I know her, but is she becoming a mechanic?
Basically, so she has this old, like, it's like a 1950s Bronco truck. It's hers, but it was, like, completely... disheveled, like, broken down. So she got together with, like, her dad's best friend who's a mechanic or something, and over the course of, like, 2 years has been repairing, like, herself, repairing all the parts, like, putting in new engines, changing all the tires.
So badass.
Like, and I'll show you the photos. There's all these photos of her, like, all greased up with her beautiful fucking tits, like, just like, ooh, look at me fixing. And I'm like, she could not be cooler. Like,
no, that's so attractive.
Yeah, so she's out there representing that for me. Is that me? I'll do that for a photo shoot. I'll for sure do that. I'll get all greased up with a wrench in my hand for a photo shoot. But carpentry, no, I'd cut off a finger,
yeah,
honestly.
I would as well.
I'd electrocute myself if I was an electrician.
Yes, you would. Yeah.
So
yeah, you'd get shit on the wall if you were a plumber.
Yeah. I definitely wouldn't want to be a nurse. I appreciate mm-hmm. the nurses so much, but I personally would not want to do that. So yeah, options are limited for me, but... I don't know. Honestly, every job I've ever gotten, people, is from my dazzling personality. I swear to God.
That's how it should be.
Like, I don't have that much more. I mean, I have lots of travel experience and stuff, which I guess is good, but I don't have, like, that much more experience than other people my age. I didn't, like, I got a good degree and I got good marks, which is nice, but so much of it is just selling myself, like, selling my personality, like, making people laugh. And... It's just the tea, like, and not, like, not everybody, like, I haven't gotten every job I've applied for, but I've gotten almost everyone, and I swear, it's just because in that interview, I'm a clown, like, I'm just making them laugh, I'm making them relate to me, I'm making them nod their head, and, like, basically, it's like a podcast in my head. Like, I don't know what this job entails, and I don't know how to do it, but I'm gonna sell you on my personality.
I love it. It works.
And I'll figure the rest out as we go. They're like, do you know how to do Excel? I'm like, no, but I know how to excel with my personality.
Like, you're killing me.
It's true. My dad always says, like, you'll get any job just, like, because of your...
It's true.
Just, you know how to charm them. I'm like, yeah. Anyway, so that's my plan for whatever job comes next, is just try to...
Oh, there's another one. A chef.
Nah.
No.
Having worked in many restaurants, I know you have too.
Oh, yeah.
It's really not that glamorous of a job. It's like long hours, like blood, sweat, and tears, screaming at each other, high pressure. Yeah. Absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not. Maybe if it was like a chef in like France and I was like at a 5-star restaurant. Yeah. But nah, I don't want to be a chef at like the local burger joint. No, thank you.
That's fair.
No judgment to any of these jobs. I think they're all wicked. I just, you guys know me. I would not survive. Like, I truly would not survive. What about you? What would you choose?
Yeah, there's some, again, like, if you look at it with rose-colored glasses, like, a lot of them are really appealing. Like, being a massage therapist, I would love, but I'm picturing, like, massaging, like, cute, clean, lovely people. But the reality of it is that's not all the clientele.
Nope.
There'd be some nasty, stinky, so then stuff like that.
Hairy.
Yeah, exactly. As for things I'd be good at, none of it. I'm not good at any of that stuff.
I can see you being like an acupuncturist or something.
Or like...
something like spiritual.
Yes, thank you. Like, yeah. It would have to be like guiding meditations or yoga, stuff like that.
There's probably a course for that out there.
Of course. I would love to be like, honestly, a fitness instructor. That'd be fun.
You'd be great at that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you thank are... you. You could do, like, a personal I don't know if that's a trait.
I know. I'm trying to think of, like...
I don't know either.
...examples that are just more, like, blue-collar. Which, in a hilarious world, I do think it would be badass to just be a girl mechanic. There is no one who wouldn't be into you.
Oh, my God.
Like, your Sydney Sweeney story.
It's, like, you would be... It would just...
Like, okay.
Guys would purposefully pop their own tires to bring their truck in and be like, is Amanda in? I'd like for her to do it. She did a great job last time. And the guy would be like, didn't you have your other tire pop, like, last week?
Okay, no joke. Brian and I drove on a motorcycle to Florida. So it was a long trip. And in California, our friend's bike was broken. So we stopped in, like, this middle of nowhere California town. And it was, like, out of the movies. It was, like, a sexy girl mechanic. And, like, all of us were like, whoa. But it was, like, even more from the movies. Like, she was the daughter
of,
like, the rugged man mechanic. And so he was just, like, looking at the bike. And then he's like, hey, like, Sally, get over here. And she's like, yes, Dad. And, like, freaking knows everything. And is all full of grease.
Cleavage is all greased.
Yeah,
up.
She's like... cleavage through the overalls, like long blonde hair. Like, we're all like, we are definitely in California right now.
I was gonna say, only in California. If that was in Texas, she'd be like, yeah, babe.
Yeah.
She'd have like 1-2, then yeah. She'd have like ratty curly hair.
No, but Sydney Sweeney came out of the freaking mechanic shop, and we all were so happy the bike was broken.
I want to show you a photo. I just can't find my phone. Look at our girl.
So sexy. Oh my gosh, she's doing it. She's doing the deed.
Like, look at that. There's one with her hat on backwards.
That was our mechanic in California.
Yeah.
Like, this is all making sense. Oh my goodness.
We have, it's funny with every kind of show that we recap, we end up developing like a fascination with one of them, like Maddie Brum from Cheer,
yes.
And then Sydney Sweeney. We always kind of pick a favorite, don't we?
As we should.
Okay.
This is our review for today. It's from Big Rascal. Sarah and Amanda are wise beyond their years and balance each other out nicely. Keep up the good work, ladies.
Aww.
Thanks, Big Rascal.
AKA.
You are the best.
Sarah never shuts up and wilds out, and Amanda reins her back in and keeps the conversation normal. We do. I do. You're the yin to my yang. It's true.
Aww. I love that. But... Every yin needs a yang.
In the episode,
so thanks.
You're welcome. In the episode I recorded with Kieran was like, I feel like I'm embodying Amanda energy. And I was like, it's just because I'm talking 95% of the time.
It's just because you don't have a choice.
No, it's like I was just talking the whole time and Kieran just pops in like, yeah, so true. That's great. Like, just being like, basically being a very... patient, awesome listener while I dominate accidentally.
Just a co-pilot. It's fine. Yeah. You're steering the ship, and everyone needs a ship steerer.
And I do edit So I'm like,
Sarah does make us sound smarter than we are.
I do feel like I could potentially get a little bit more screen time, and it's not that big of a deal because I do all the like marketing, editing, all of that. And Amanda gets that. Amanda's cool with that.
Well, I started off by saying I will never do any of that.
Yeah.
So.
No, I just mean like you don't really care if I talk more than you. I feel like it doesn't bother you that much.
No.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't, you couldn't give two shits.
No.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, we're all good. I don't know why we're going on this tangent. I'm going on this tangent. I'm very insecure about how much I talk, but it's going to land me a great job one day. To wrap this all up, it's going to land me a great job one day because my university degree, as fun as it was, as magical as it was, it's not going to help me get a job in 2022. It's just not.
That's our verdict.
Yeah.
Yay or nay for school. Yeah.
Yeah. And thank you.
It doesn't really do the deed.
No, it doesn't really help. I mean, depends on what type of person you are. If you're very like, if you're like intellectual and artistic like me, then of course school is worth it because it's just like you're learning, you're growing, you're thriving. If you're a very rational, pragmatic, kind of focused on money, focused on rising and grinding, then like, of course you're going to be like, who cares if you grow as a person? Like, you got to grow your bank account. Fair too. Both of those opinions are fair. Yeah. Just depends on what type of person you are. Thank you for the topic, Dad. It was super, super interesting. We enjoyed it. And hopefully now you'll also listen to our trashy reality TV show recaps. Please leave a rating, guys. We're running out of ratings.
We got like 4 left.
Yeah.
Please.
Please leave a rating, leave a review, follow us on social media, become our best friends, support us, cheer us on, love us. We love you.
We love you so, so much. And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.